In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we've started Passionate Week, and next week is Holy Week. This is a important time for all of us to really begin to understand that our lives are changing, and in more ways than one. And what we see here today is how sleep is going to be a little different from now on. And you know, people get upset, people get worried, people complain, people become negative when they don't get their sleep. And we have to understand that God is doing something with us that he didn't do with the saints. He is bringing us into a deeper understanding of his divine will and how to live in the divine will. So this is what we're going to see today. So we're continuing with Sleeping in the Arms of Your Jesus. We're on volume 17, June 29th, 1925. She says, after this, I spent the night without being able to close my eyes, either to sleep or to receive the usual visits of my lovable Jesus. So here, this is what's happening to a lot of us. Sleep is becoming much different than it has been in the past. Our Lord wants us to be, not to get worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative, but our Lord wants us to begin to understand why he is allowing this to happen, why he is allowing us to go through this. And this is, again, this is something that is very, very, very important. Our God, our Savior, our King, our Master has plans. And what we have been going through for the past few years, learning about Louisa, learning about the divine will, it's been like our Paris Island when you're in the Marine Corps. You know, it's been tough. It's been interesting. It's been uncomfortable. Why? Because we're focusing on Louisa. We're focusing on this great gift that Jesus and Mary gave to Louisa. So what happens at that point is God is disciplining us. He's training us. He's helping us to see things from his perspective, from Our Lady's perspective, because what Louisa was given was the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. And in that, there's suffering. In that, there's a change of pace. And that's what happens when you are in basic training. The army, the military is trying to say, okay, we're going to teach you how to live. And for some people, it's very, very painful. It's very, very difficult. But what Jesus is showing us is it's the same thing with us. I spend the night without being able to close my eyes, either to sleep or to receive the usual visits of my lovable Jesus. Everything's beginning to change for the better. At first, it seems uncomfortable. At first, it seems difficult. But what the Lord wants us to become aware of is, as Our Lady told Bruno in 1947, Our Lady of Revelation, an approved apparition in the church, told Bruno in 1947 that time has now come to an end. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of the era of the reign, if you want to say, of Lucifer. His kingdom has come to an end. Now, when Jesus died on the cross, he was victorious over Satan. We were no longer slaves to him. But in these last 2,000 years, things have become more hectic because the evil one knows he's going to stay in hell. He's going to be sent to the pit of hell. And so what he is doing is he's causing great turmoil, great trouble in our with our families, with our friends, with our neighbors, our coworkers, our parishioners, to the nations He's causing a great difficulty. And again, this is something that not to get upset about, but to realize that our Lord is doing something different with us. And like, for example, for these next 2 weeks, our job is to be focused on the crucifixion of Christ. Our job is to enter into this abundant life of Christ crucified. What happened when he died on the cross? Why did he die on the cross? Why did he shed every drop of his blood? We're going to get into this in these next 2 weeks. Each of us individually is as much as we want or as little as we want. We can make Good Friday. What we do on Good Friday, we've been doing this for years, is we go through the entire 24 hours of the Passion. We begin at 9 o'clock, and one person in the prayer group reads a paragraph. And we go around the chapel and we pray one prayer, one paragraph at a time. And we don't do the reflections. We just do what the hour is about. And from 9 o'clock until it's about 2 o'clock, you go through, right up to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then we have the service. And then after the service, we continue with, after the crucifixion, the burial of Jesus. We finally go through that last hour. But at 3 o'clock on Friday, we begin the Divine Mercy Chaplet. And we begin that prayer that will last those 9 days until the great feast of the Divine Mercy Sunday. That's the day that Luisa was born. Luisa was born on that feast day, the second Sunday after Easter. And so our job is to enter into this abundant life, to focus not just on Good Friday, but for the next 9 days after Good Friday, for those 9 days, but for the week from Sunday, Passionate Sunday, we want to focus on Jesus crucified. We want to understand why the crucifix, Christ crucified, is so essential to us. And the more that we enter into this life, the more we become aware that this world, this life, is just the waiting station to enter into the abundant life of the divine will, to enter into the kingdom of God, to enter into the new Jerusalem. This is what's coming. And our Lord is trying to get us ready. So we will spend nights without being able to close our eyes, either to sleep or to receive the usual comforts that God gives us when we sleep. See, she says, the usual visits of my level with Jesus. See, when Jesus would come to her, she says, I would doze off with him. And for me, this was more than sleep. She was more energized. She was more comforted. And the same thing happens to us. God is going to help us enter into this abundant life. And we're really going to war with God. God is going to win. And he said he is going to raise up an army of the little children, the holy divine will. And the weapon that God is going to give us is the weapon of love. We're going to begin to enter into this love of God, because what the divine will is all about is to dive into this infinite ocean of love. And Jesus says, I don't want you to ever leave. I want you to enter into this infinite ocean. You are that drop of water that the priest puts in the chalice filled with wine. You become that nothing. And when it hits the wine, when that drop of water hits the wine and fuses and diffuses, what happens at that point is the water becomes wine. Now, what our life is all about is to enter into this image and likeness of God. So through holy baptism, we're in God's image. And now what God wants is to enter into his likeness. This is what Jesus is teaching. So he's going to have to disrupt our comfortable, if you want to say, way of living. Why? Because the kingdom is coming. This is a glorious time to be alive. The kingdom, why is everything falling apart? Why is this virus affecting all the world? The kingdom is coming. And our God is trying to, it's not the end of the world. It's to enter into this abundant life. That's why Jesus said to Louisa, what's coming, he says, will be a great chastisement where the large majority of humanity will be wiped off the face of the earth. That's what Jesus says. Then he says, the second thing he says is, my mother is marking all her children. All the little children of the Holy Divine Will are being marked by the Blessed Mother. And Jesus says, no harm can come to them. And then he says, the third thing is, all the little children of the Holy Divine Will who are marked by my mother, he says, the chastisement will have little or no effect upon them. And then number four, he says, the survivors of this great chastisement will be the little children of the Holy Divine Will. Now, if you say this isn't accurate, I can understand that. But when in the history of the church, in these last 2,000 years, was the holy sacrifice of the Mass stopped worldwide? For the majority of people, they weren't allowed to enter into their churches. You know, when has that ever happened before? For a year now. See, God is trying to wake us up and say, the kingdom is coming. The prayer of the Our Father for 2,000 years is really now happening. May your kingdom come on earth exactly the way it's in heaven. So it's nothing to be afraid of. It's what God is asking us to live at this time. We have to have the courage of Saint Joan of Arc, this young girl who said, I was born for this time. We were born for this time. God predestined us to live at this time. There's great things coming, magnificent things coming. Things never seen before are coming. Why? The kingdom is coming. No eye has seen, no ear has heard. Great things are right around the corner. And this is what Jesus is saying to Louisa. She says, when she dozes off with Jesus, this is what we used to do. For me, sleep was more than sleep. It was to be in the arms of our Savior, our King, our Master. He says this to Louisa, where the little children of the Holy Divine will go is on the lap of their Heavenly Father. The little ones will be on the lap of our Heavenly Father. So when we do our Praevini act in the morning, it should always be in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, to fuse ourselves with Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, to enter into this life that Jesus and Mary gave to Louisa, and then to fuse ourselves with all of creation, all of redemption, all of sanctification. That's our life. That's the fiat of God. That's what God is asking us to do. And now he's saying, you've got to begin to live this. You've got to begin to live this. If this new Jerusalem, if the new heavens and the new earth is coming and you are to be part of it, he says, you have to begin now. He says, you don't wait until after you die. So like on Easter Sunday, the resurrection of Christ, Jesus is going to say to us, I want you to begin to live this resurrected life. I want you to understand why I'm asking you to live this resurrected life. When we recognize what Jesus and Mary went through on Calvary, this is what Louisa did. When we recognize what Jesus and Mary did on Calvary, when we go through the 24 hours of the Passion, especially in these next 2 weeks, we will begin to understand this is why Jesus died on the cross. This is why Jesus shed every drop of blood. This is why Our Lady had her heart basically split in two. Why? Because of this love of the new Adam and of the new Eve. This is what the Father wanted, to begin again where Adam fell, to begin again, to live the life that Adam had before the fall. go back to repair and redo. And that's one of the things we're going to focus on April 10th. That day of recollection is going to be focused on how and why we're to repair and redo, to be regenerated into this life that our God wants us to possess. Why we're alive today. And when we look around, if we're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, negative, it's because we're not trusting God. If our Lord is our Savior, our King, our Master, if this is true, if he has predestined us to live at this time, if he has given us the book of heaven, there's a specific reason for this. It's to begin to live this abundant life of Jesus, of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, which Louisa had. So this is what she says. She says, however, I spent that time doing the hours of his passion and doing the usual rounds in his adorable will. So the rounds, praying the rounds, are essential for the little children, the holy divine will. To pray the rounds is to fuse yourself with all of creation, fuse yourself with all of redemption, fuse yourself with all of sanctification, to enter into this fiat of God, this the first fiat, the second fiat, and now the third fiat. This was the life of Jesus and Mary. And our Lord is asking us to let go of what we want to do, our comfortable, being comfortable. A lot of people say to me, well, I love the prayers of they like to blend the prayers together with the divine will. Archbishop Piccieri said, do not blend anything with the divine will. Don't blend anything. He says the divine will is so pure. It's like the color blue. When you have the color blue, you want the bluest blue. You want the most beautiful blue. Sometimes when the sky has that blue, it's amazing to just be in awe of it. But if you take like the colors of the saints, like say the color red of St. Francis, the Franciscans, or the color orange, you know, let's just say it's the Divine Mercy, and you blend it with the blue, it loses its purity. And this is what Jesus is saying to Louisa. I want you to enter into this abundant life of Jesus and Mary that Louisa possesses. Now, we get great saints like St. Maximilian Kolbe, great saints like St. Louis de Montfort, great saints like St. Bernard, who love the Blessed Mother. But when you read what Jesus says to Louisa, when you read the Virgin Mary in the kingdom, when you read what Our Lady tells Louisa, the prodigies of Our Lady, you're not going to hear the voices of the saints telling you what they understand. It's the voice of Jesus and Mary. Louisa didn't say, this is what Jesus said. How did he say it? Let me put it down on paper. She wrote exactly what she heard, the way she could do it. And again, a lot of the times when she was writing, she would say, I can't speak anymore. It sounds like nonsense. What she meant by that is she's putting divine realities in human terms. How do you speak of a divine reality humanly? And that's why she says that it's only going to sound like nonsense. For each and every one of us, Jesus is speaking to us. Our Lady is speaking to us. Louisa's writing everything down for us to hear them speak to us with our heart, our mind, our soul. As we're reading, as we're studying, as we're putting this into practice, it's a new beginning that's happening for all the world. Somebody called me the other day and they said that, I didn't understand, they said, that when I do my acts in the divine will, somebody in China is beginning to live it. When I do my acts in my divine will, somebody in Africa begins to live it. You know, it's the way, I remember Archbishop Quesada said to us, in 1997, he said, "You're promoting Louisa as you would promote a saint." He says, "You can't do that." He says, "You have to promote the Louisa in a divine manner." And I went, "What's a divine manner?" It was news to me. What's a divine manner? And what it is to begin to understand the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, not through the filter of a saint, but from Jesus and Mary, directly from them that they gave to Louisa. So here she says, "I spent that time," when she would wake up, "doing the hours of the Passion, doing my usual rounds in God's adorable will." That's the basic training that we have been going through. God has been teaching us to pray our rounds, and again, to learn not my rounds, but to learn how Louisa did it. Because Louisa prayed, when she prayed the rounds, it was Jesus in her that was praying it. It was Mary in her that was praying it, not us. You know, so we're learning. This is what I meant by Paris Island. We've been learning the basic training. Okay, now Jesus says, "I want you to begin to live this abundant life so it will affect the entire world." So he says, "I want the divine will in the midst of creatures." So as we read the divine will, as we study the divine will in the midst of our family, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, our parishioners, our communities, what happens at that point is that we, Jesus says, must be the leaven, must be the yeast, so that everyone else around will have this leaven to lift themselves up to living in the divine will. Jesus says, the human will is so strong that the majority of humanity will not embrace the divine will. Why? You have to die. And we read that you have to die to your ego and your will. You have to die to even holy things. When I first heard that, I went, "I want holy things." Jesus says, "Yes, that's a saintly thing, a good thing, a holy thing." Jesus says, "But what I want you to do is enter into a divine reality." Okay, so when you think about that, it's like he's saying good and holy and saintly are for the saints. Living in the divine life of Jesus, the divine life of Mary, is for the little children, the holy divine will. Now, nobody's living it fully, because to live it fully is to be in God's image and likeness. I mean, that means no faults. All of us have to go to confession each week, basically. Why? We fail all the time. That's our ego and our will, our pride, our self-centeredness, our selfishness. God wants to free us of that. And this is why he gave us the divine will. So he says, Louisa says, "Then I saw it was daylight," but this happens to me often. And I said to myself, all of a sudden it'll be morning. And I said to myself, "My love, neither did you come nor did you let me sleep." So here, things are going to be a little different. Okay. We've been trained by our Lord and our Lady through Louisa to pray our rounds. We've been trained to give up our ego and our will. So things are going to be a little different. She says right here, which most of us go through each night, Jesus didn't reveal himself and we didn't sleep. So how shall I go on today without you? So here she says, this oneness with Christ gave her the energy, gave her the desire to live another day. Okay. But she says, you didn't show up and I didn't sleep. I don't have that rest that is needed to face another day. So she says, how can I go on without you? And now, this is what I mean when I say, don't get upset. If Jesus is our God, if Jesus is our Savior, he has everything planned. And we need to cooperate. You know, I know so many people. I have a friend that says to me when things go wrong, "Why me? Why me? Why me?" And I go, "Why not you? look, Why Jesus crucified? Why Our Lady having her heart split in two, watching her son die? Why this life that God gave to Luisa in bed for 70 years, not eating, drinking, or sleeping? Why her? God has plans, and he needs us to begin to understand that if we trust in him, Jesus, I trust in you, if we have gone through the Divine Mercy Novena, if we really believe that Jesus said to Saint Faustina, the final devotion that I give to my church before I return is Divine Mercy. If we really believe that, then we have to understand that what is happening now is God is getting us ready for the third millennium. This is why John Paul II said, get ready for the third millennium, the glory of the church, the new springtime of mankind. St. Padre Pio said, Luisa is going to be, the world of the church is going to focus on Luisa Picaretta in the third millennium. This is where we are. Why? The kingdom is coming. Things aren't going to stay the same anymore. A new heavens and the new earth are very, very close. They're so close that we're going to be astonished of what God is going to be doing. So he says, so how shall I go on today without you? At that moment, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior, telling me, my daughter, in my most holy divine will, there are no nights nor sleep. It is always full daylight, full vigil. It's to recognize that the vigil isn't darkness anymore. And our God wants us to know this. There will be no need for the sun, Revelation says. Why? Jesus, the Lamb, will be the sun. It will be continuous light. Padre Pio said, Luisa is a second sun, is like a second sun. So when the sun goes down in the west, Luisa comes up, there is no more darkness. So Jesus wants us to begin to understand that our nights are going to be filled with light in a way that we have never experienced before, in a way that the saints have never experienced before. Our God is trying to get us ready for this abundant light, abundant life, abundant love of our triune God. That's why he said, you begin, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, fusing yourself with the reflection of the Trinity on earth, Jesus, Mary, and Luisa, to begin to live this abundant life of what? The creation, the first fiat, redemption, the second fiat, sanctification, the third fiat. We enter into this fiat of God, this oneness with God, where there is no more darkness. So when we wake up at night, instead of going, I want to get back to sleep, we say to Jesus, what do you want to show me? What do you want to teach me? What are you doing to make me more aware of who you are, my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King, my God? I want to know you even more in this darkness that we're in, where I'm wide awake. So you see, it's not to become upset, but to say, okay, you're in charge, Lord. Okay, what do you want me to understand? You want me to begin to live this abundant life. How do you want me to live? And this is what he says. He says, there in my holy divine will, there are no nights nor sleep. It is always full daylight, full vigil of light. The vigil isn't darkness anymore. The vigil is to anticipate another whole day filled with sunshine, filled with blue sky. He says, there is no time to sleep. Now, Jesus is repeating what Our Lady said to Bruno in 1947, 40 days after Luisa died. I like to think when 40 days after Jesus rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven. 40 days after Luisa died, Our Lady came to earth to say, time has now come to an end. It's not the end of the world. It, because of Jesus and Mary and Louisa, a new era is happening. They said, finally, 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 we found a soul, a human born of original sin who can possess the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. Finally, we have this connection to the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary through little Louisa. That's what's so magnificent about this. A new beginning is happening. And our Lord is asking us to understand what he, the Lord God Almighty, is doing with our lives. And that means he's gonna give to us what he gave to Louisa. Not fully, because we're not Louisa. She's the one who suffered, the human, born of original sin, who suffered the most next to the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Mother of God, Theotokos, Mother of God, Blessed Mother. And now there's the newborn. And Jesus is saying to us, you've been studying, you've been learning, now I'm going to teach you how to live this life. This is really astonishing. Somebody wrote the other day, when Louisa was born, 1865, and adding those numbers up, it's 20. And when Louisa died, 1947, add those numbers up, it's 21. And they said, isn't it kind of interesting, 2021? God has plans. You know, talk about gematria. It's God has fun. He wants us to be aware. I'm not saying it's going to happen, this, but he's trying to make us awake that 2021 is an important year. Last year, 2020, we saw very clearly things are not the way they seem. Things are not the way they seem. And now we have 2021. It's going to be interesting to see how God is going to get us through this year. God has plans. And we want to be in his plans. And this is why the surrender, the docility, the submission to our Lord and our Savior, our Master, our King, and his mother is what Louisa teaches us. That's the drill that we've been going through for so long. So Jesus says this. He says, there's no time to sleep because there is much to do. To take and to be happy in the divine will. So if we're not happy with every situation, if we're not joyful with every situation, if we don't have that peace, joy, and happiness, it's because we haven't learned what Jesus wants for us. And he says it right here. There's no time to sleep any longer. You got to wake up because there is much to do. The kingdom is coming. To take and to be happy in the kingdom now on earth as it is in heaven. That's why he says those that are worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative are anticipating hell. Those that are peaceful, joyful, and happy are anticipating heaven. Those are the words of Jesus to Louisa. Those are the words of Jesus to us through Louisa. Why are we worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative? Are you anticipating hell? Jesus says, I don't want that for you. Begin to live the resurrected life now. Peace, joy, and happiness. Not after you die. He says, true resurrection is before you die. True resurrection is to live the life of Jesus and Mary, peaceful, joyful, and happy, even on Golgotha. He says this, therefore you must learn to live in the divine will, in the long day of my divine will, where there's no more darkness, so that my divine will may have its life continuous attitude within you. There's no more worry. When all of a sudden you become worried, you go, no, Jesus is my Savior. He's my Lord. I trust in him. And when you become afraid, no, Jesus is my Lord. He's in charge. He knows what I need, and I trust him. I believe in him. I hope in him. I have confidence in him. It's to begin to really put on the line your faith. It's going to get tough. It's going to get difficult. But we will be peaceful, joyful, and happy in all situations. God is in charge. And the more we surrender to Him, the more joy, the more peace, the more happiness will God will share with us his love, his light, his life. So therefore you must learn to live in this long day of sunlight, of sunshine, of the most holy divine will, so that my divine will may have its life continuous attitude within you. Then he says this, even when you can't sleep, this is what Jesus is going to teach us. However, you will find the most beautiful rest, even if you don't sleep. See, Jesus is bringing us, see, in heaven, there's no sleeping. You're resting in God, but there's no sleeping. There will be no sleeping. There'll be no need for sleep. There'll be no need. But Jesus says he wants to rest in us and us to rest in him. He says, however, you will find the most beautiful rest because my divine will, Jesus says, will make you rise more and more into your God. We're going to participate more and more in divinity, more and more in the image and likeness of God. He says, let's just look at your life since you've been introduced to the divine will. There's more joy. There's more rest. There's more happiness. There's more peace. There's more order. Why? This is the life that our God is offering to us, asking us to enter into this so that when the fullness of the divine will happens, when that day happens, we will be there. We will be able to enter into this abundant life on earth exactly the way the saints have it in heaven. Now, so that's what he's saying. It'll make you rise more and more into your God, participating with God, within, through, and for God, as God is in, with, through, and for us. Mutual. This is the mystical marriage. More than that, this is the heavenly marriage. The kingdom of God is the marriage between God and man, the oneness that God wants, and will make you comprehend God more. Right now, somebody said to me, I've mentioned, you know, don't bring a book in when you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament. I mean, a normal book. The divine will book is a different thing. I read in front of the Blessed Sacrament, but I'm looking at Jesus when I read. I read a sentence, do you really want this? But when you're reading a normal book, an earthly book about a saint or whatever, it would be like going to your grandmother's house and saying, hi, Graham, and sitting down and reading the book. My hour's up. Bye, Graham. I mean, that's not a visit. When we are in front of the Blessed Sacrament, we are asked by God to fall in love with him. How do you fall in love with God? You fall in love with God by being with him and falling in love. How many times when people fall in love, do they say, I love you? How many times do we say that to Jesus? Jesus said to Louisa, if all you can say is I love you, that's everything to me, Jesus says. So to be in front of the Blessed Sacrament, to look at God in the monstrance and say, I love you, I love you, I love you, he says is the greatest thing when it's in the divine will. So what's happening is he says this, I want you to comprehend him more. And the more you comprehend him, the more your soul will be expanded in order to receive that eternal rest with all the divine happiness and the divine joys, which the divine rest contains. So he's going to teach us how to rest in him without sleep. He's going to teach us this. He's going to teach us how to rest in him, in the light, the life, the love of the divine will. Oh, what a beautiful rest will this be for you. This is Jesus' promise to us. He promises us this. What a beautiful rest this will be for you. A rest which can be found only in my most holy divine will. This is what the saints have in heaven, but they didn't have it on earth. Because why? They didn't have Louisa. This is Louisa's gift to mankind that Jesus and Mary gave to her for us. He wants us to enter into this abundant rest on earth as the saints are now in the abundant rest in heaven. That's why the kingdom is coming. We should be filled with joy just thinking about that and pleading with God. May it come soon, Lord, soon. May your kingdom come soon. Now, while Jesus was saying this, he came out from within my interior, because that's where Jesus is for us to know. He's in the interior of Louisa, and he wants that for us as well. We got to learn from Louisa how this can happen for us. And throwing his arms around my neck, he clasped me tightly to himself, and he stretched, and I stretched out my arms and clasped him tightly to myself. But this is to be one with God. This is why you wear your wedding ring. He's proposed to you, and you've accepted his proposal. He's not a God who's thousands of miles away. He's a God that wants to hold you. That's why I said, where the little children of the holy divine will, we're on God's lap as a little baby in God's lap. One with Louisa, one with our Blessed Mother, on the lap of God. That's why you fuse yourself to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You fuse yourself to Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. Read volume 17, May 4th, 1925. It's right there what God wants us to understand, what he is doing. In the meantime, my sweet Jesus was calling many people who were clinging to his feet. That's us. And Jesus was saying to them, rise up to my heart. Sit on my lap. Embrace my heart. And I will show you the portents which my divine will has done in this soul, Louisa. I want you to receive what I've done to this soul. And through this soul, what happens through Louisa, we begin to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. This is the portents of love that God has given. This is, and then after this, he disappeared. Why does Jesus disappear? He wants us to focus on what his word was that he spoke to Louisa was all about. Meditate on it. Think about it. It's not just to read a book and set it down. You read and you study and you put it into practice. This is putting it into practice. Rise up to my heart, my sacred heart. Rise up to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And I will show you the portents which my divine will has done in Louisa. And now I want to do it in your soul. That's what Jesus is offering to us. It really is a new beginning. It really is a new way of living. It's a glorious time to be alive. These next 2 weeks, we're going to focus on Christ crucified, and we're going to ask for the blessing with the relic of the true cross. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command for divine healing of all the little children, the holy divine will. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and we'll talk to you later.